You are listening to the audio podcast of Gethsemane Baptist Church, located in Long Beach, California, pastored by Eli Reynolds.
Start, but before I do that, if you guys have any questions of topics that you want me to cover, you can write those down, and I'll cover things that you have questions about. And so I got quite a few, actually, a good number of responses. By the way, we have that system in place for this, too. It's the view from the pew. We don't mention it all that often, but the cards that are in the pew in front of you, if you have a question on topic that you would like Pastor to cover, either individually or from the pulpit, you can put that on those cards, put in the offering plate. We read those, and we'll cover those topics. We'll answer your questions. But that's really where this came from. One of the topics that somebody asked in our young adults Sunday school class was, what's the Bible say? What is the truth about mental illnesses, depression, things like this? And so, and like I said, it's not a topic that we hear a lot, but I firmly believe that the Bible has the answers to all of life's questions. And anything that we're going through, anything that we're struggling with, we can find the answers in God's Word. And some of them are not easy answers to find. Proverbs talks about it being the Bible being a deep well, and some truths that we really have to dig deep and find. And I think this is probably one like that. We're going to talk about some depression, some things. And like I said, this is just an introduction. And let me preface this also by saying I am by no means an expert in this area. I almost feel ill-equipped to talk about it because I haven't personally suffered through any depression or mental illness battles, and I've been blessed not to have to struggle with that, but I know some who have. And really, this message is taken in large part from someone who has. And I listen to a lot of different preaching in podcast form from other sister churches who put their services online in podcast form, and I listened to those through the week. And it just so happened that as it was time in my Bible study or in my series in Crossroads, that it was the week that I was coming up on this type of lesson that one of the podcasts that I listened to had a specialist on this topic, give this message. And so while it's not coming from my personal experience or expertise, it is coming from personal experience and expertise. It's just not mine, okay? So I've borrowed some of this, kind of adapted and added some to it. And like I said, it's not in depth. It's just an introduction. It's just to give us maybe a taste in our mouth that this can be found in Scripture. And there is a scriptural basis for this. So you're in Psalm 42. Look at verse number 5. And here is David, a psalm of David, and David struggling through some things. Look at verse number 5. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted in me? And those, the words there for cast down and disquieted is the same type of thought process or terminology that we would use as depression. Why am I so depressed? Why am I so down? This deep sadness that has come across him. It says, why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. O my God, my soul is cast down within me. Wherefore will I remember thee from the land of Jordan and of the Hermonites from the hill Mizar? Turn, if you would, to Numbers chapter 11. Numbers chapter 11. So there we just read David vocalizing in Psalm that he was cast down, that he was suffering with this deep darkness. And while I say I haven't struggled with depression or mental illness, I have faced sadness. And I think we all do. It's something that is common to all of us. And there are times where we're down. There's times where we're just emotionally drained. And we just get low. And there can be many different causes, and we're going to look at some this evening. And really, that's the study this evening, is we're going to look at four different causes of depression, four different causes that will cause us to go into this deep sadness or cause some of these issues to come up. First of all, Numbers chapter 11, look at verse number 10. Numbers chapter 11, verse number 10. Then Moses heard the people weep throughout their families, even in the door of his tent. And the anger of the Lord was kindled greatly. Moses also was displeased. Actually, let's go back to verse number 1. And when the people complained, it displeased the Lord, and the Lord heard it, and his anger was kindled, and the fire of the Lord burnt among them and consumed them that were in the uttermost parts of the camp. Verse 4, and the mixed multitude that was among them fell a-lusting, and the children of Israel also wept again and said, who shall give us flesh to eat? So here, the children of Israel, as they were wont to do oftentimes, they were complaining. And in this case, they were complaining that all they had to eat was miraculous manna. They didn't have any meat. All they had was manna. They were longing for the days in captivity when they were slaves, but they had fish and garlic and some good food. They're complaining, and because of their complaining, here we get to verse number 10 again. Then Moses heard the people weep throughout their families, every man in the doors of his tent, and the anger of the Lord was kindled greatly. Moses also was displeased. Verse number 11, and Moses said unto the Lord, wherefore hast thou afflicted thy servant? And wherefore have I not found favor in thy sight, that thou layest the burden of all this people upon me? So now Moses, because of the murmuring of the people, is now going to God and saying, why do I have to deal with this? Why do I have to deal with your people? Verse number 12, have I conceived all this people? Have I begotten them? That thou shouldest say unto me, carry them in thy bosom as a nursing father beareth the suckling child unto the land which thou swearest unto their fathers. Moses saying, they're not my kids, they're your kids. Why do I have to take care of them and hear all of their complaining? Moses was down. Verse 13, whence should I have flesh to give unto all this people? For they weep unto me, saying, give us flesh that we may eat. Verse 14, I am not able to bear all this people alone, because it is too heavy for me. And if thou deal thus with me, kill me, I pray thee, out of hand, if I found favor in thy sight, and let me not see my wretchedness. Verse 14 again, I am not able to bear all this people, what? Alone. One of Moses' issues that contributed to his getting this low, you say, well, how low was he? I think pretty much as low as you can get. What did he say in verse 15? What did he ask God to do? He said, kill me. Here was Moses facing suicidal thoughts. His desire was to die. Now, he didn't act on that desire, but he had that desire to die, and he asked God, kill me. Just let me die, because this is too much for me to bear. And I'm not going to ask a raise of hands, but I wonder how many have had those thoughts. Maybe it would just be better if I died. I think it's more common than we realize. And like I say, we don't talk about it a lot, but I think it's a common thing for us to get to that point because of how much we see it even in Scripture. Can you think of others who wanted to die? Different Bible characters who got so low at some point that they wanted to die? Sure you can. And here, that's how low Moses was. And if thou deal thus with me, kill me, I pray thee, out of hand. And if I found favor in thy sight, let me not see my wretchedness. Verse 16, and the Lord said unto Moses, gather unto me 70 men of the elders of Israel, whom thou knowest to be elders of the people, and officers over them, and bring them unto the tabernacle of the congregation, that they may stand there with thee. So one of Moses' issues, I had you read the word, was he was what? He was alone. He was alone. Our sadness is intensified when we face it and deal with it alone. God did not design us to be alone. Think back to the Garden of Eden. What did he say about Adam? It is not good for him to be alone. So I will make him and help me to be with him. God didn't design us to work, to struggle, to face life alone. And here Moses is saying, why am I having to do this alone, by myself? And that was one of the causes of him getting this low, because he was doing it alone. Now, did he have to be alone? I don't think so, because look at the solution God gave him. By the way, we see Moses did two things right. The first was he went to God. And it is never wrong to tell God how you feel. Right? Because you have the feelings. Sometimes we are guilty because we feel this way. And so we don't want to tell anyone about it. And we don't want to tell God about it. And it's okay to tell God about it. Let me just say that. It is okay to tell God about it. David did. That was the first verse we read. He was talking to God. And here, Moses did. He told God, this is how I feel. God, just kill me. And God, did God kill him? No, that wasn't the answer. But God gave him the answer here. And the second thing Moses did, right, is he obeyed what God told him to do. Because God told him, and the Lord said unto Moses, gather unto me 70 men of the elders of Israel. He said, you don't need to be alone. You don't need to bear this burden alone. You need to share this burden. And you know what I also notice? I don't think Moses had to be alone when he thought he was alone. Because what does God say? Where does God say to find these elders? Whom thou knowest to be the elders of the people. They were already leaders. They were already elders of the people. They were already faithful. And Moses already knew that. So Moses already could have been sharing this burden, but he was suffering alone. And for anyone suffering, it's not okay for you to suffer alone. God wants you to share your burden. That's why we have a prayer list. And not that all burdens are to be shared with on the prayer list. You don't have to share with everyone, but you have to share with someone. God doesn't mean for you to suffer alone. We share our burdens. And so he said, find these elders and the officers over them and bring them unto the tabernacle and the congregation that they may stand there with thee. And I will come down and talk with thee there. And I will take of thy spirit which is upon thee and will put it upon them. And they shall bear the burden of the people with thee, that thou bear it not thyself alone. Bear ye one another's burdens. Mourn with them that mourn. Weep with them that weep. Rejoice with them that rejoice. We're in this together. That's part of the nature of our church. That's part of why we have a church and why we gather together. That's why it's dangerous to forsake the assembling of yourselves. It's dangerous just to watch online because you're not able to share your burden. We're not meant to suffer this alone, and loneliness is a cause of this depression. And we've all heard the statistics that when we went to self-isolation and we separated and quarantined, suicides and mental illnesses shot up because we're not meant to suffer alone. We're not meant to be alone. We need to be together and bear each other's burdens and meet each other's needs. 1 Kings chapter 19. 1 Kings chapter 19. We'll go to the next one. So first of all, loneliness is a cause. Next, 1 Kings chapter 19, verse number 1, and Ahab told Jezebel all that Elijah had done, and withal how he had slain all the prophets with the sword. Then Jezebel sent a messenger unto Elijah, saying, so let the gods do to me, and more also, if I make not thy life as the life of one of them by tomorrow about this time. Jezebel was threatening the life of Elijah, said, I'm going to kill you by tomorrow. And when he saw that, he arose and went for his life and came to Beersheba, which belongeth to Judah. He fled, which who wouldn't, right? Of course he's going to flee, but here's where he went wrong. The same thing we just saw. Look at the end of verse 3, what did he do? And he left his servant there. Verse 4, but he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness and came and sat under a juniper tree. What did he do? He got alone. He isolated himself. He didn't share his burden with anyone. He suffered alone. And then what? Verse 4 again. And he requested for himself that he might die. And said, it is enough now, O Lord, take away my life, for I am not better than my fathers. So here again we see that isolation, we see that loneliness. And then he gave us another clue as to what was leading him to this darkness, what was leading him to this sadness. What did he say? I am not better than my fathers. Hear what Elijah was doing. Not only did he isolate himself, but he was comparing himself. He was comparing himself. 1 Corinthians tells us, comparing themselves among themselves is not wise. And it's something that is easy for us to do and say, I don't measure up because I'm not like so-and-so. I'm not good enough. And when we measure ourselves with somebody else, we'll never be good enough. Or there's the other type of person that compares themselves and think, well, at least I'm not like so-and-so, which Jesus warned when he saw the Pharisees doing that, right? Thank God that we're not like them. We don't have those problems. We think that we're better than everyone else. But both of those things isolate yourself. Both of those comparing makes me unlike everyone else, and I'm by myself. And both of them come from pride. So loneliness will lead to this depression. Comparing will lead to this depression. Next, turn to Matthew chapter 27. By the way, both of the men that we've looked at so far, Moses and Elijah, who did they go to first with this depression? They went to God, which is the right answer. Go to God. And then God told Moses, gather 70 men that will bear this burden with you. Don't suffer alone. Matthew chapter 27, verse number 1, when the morning was come, all the chief priests and elders of the people took counsel against Jesus to put him to death. And when they had bound him, they led him away and delivered him to Pontius Pilate, the governor. Then Judas, which had betrayed him, when he saw that he was condemned, repented himself and brought again the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priests and elders, saying, I have sinned, I have betrayed the innocent blood. And they said, what is that to us? See thou to that. Who are we talking about here? We're talking about Judas. And you say, was he suffering from depression? Well, he lost his battle to depression. That's the way we would put it nowadays. Right? That's the terminology we use. He lost his battle to depression. Because what did he do? Verse number 4, saying, I've sinned. Oh, they said, see thou to it. Verse number 5, and he cast down the pieces of silver in the temple and departed and went and hanged himself. What was the difference between Judas and Moses? Say it. He didn't go to God. He didn't go to God. And I hadn't thought about this until I was looking at this. What would have happened if Judas had gone to God? We see that he repented himself, but this was a different type of repentance. This was a simple, this word repentance here simply means he changed his mind. He realized he messed up. He made the wrong decision. He chose the wrong side. But can you imagine if Judas had taken those 30 pieces of silver? Who did he go to? He didn't go to God. Who did he go to? He went to the world, the men that he betrayed Jesus to. He told them, I'm sorry. They don't care if he's sorry. You go to the world with your depression, and you say, I'm sorry for the things that have caused this in my life, what are they going to tell you? See thou to it. They're going to say, the answer is inside of you. They're going to say, good luck. I'm here to talk it through with you. But the answer, you have it inside of you. Did Judas have the answer inside of him? No. But the men that he went to for help and said, I'm sorry, I've committed a sin, I've done wrong, help me, they said, what is that to us? The world doesn't care that we suffer. The world doesn't care. But imagine with me, if Judas had taken that 32 pieces of silver and gone to Jesus and said, I'm sorry, I've sinned, forgive me. What would Jesus have told him? I mean, he told the thief on the cross, today you'll be with me in paradise. Judas wasn't going to die. I don't think Jesus would have said to him, today you'll be with me in paradise. He says, I bet he would have said something like, I still have a plan for you. There's still some people that you're going to reach. Judas could have been an apostle. He could have been like Peter. Yeah, he made a mistake right at the end. He betrayed Jesus too. He denied him. And then God used him anyway. We're all broken. We all have things wrong with us. We all need to repent. And guess what? When we do, it doesn't matter what we've done, God can still use us. And he could have used Judas even after what he did. But Judas went to the wrong one. He didn't go to God. I wish he would have. What a testimony that would have been, right? Not everyone does. But when we suffer, first, go to God. By the way, had Judas gone to God, I just thought of this right now. Had Judas gone to God, would he have been alone? Jesus would have said, the 12 others, they're still here too. Judas would have had other people. Peter could have said, you messed up? Yeah, I denied him too. They all went fishing. They would have said, yeah, Judas, we all did it. We all betrayed him. But he still got some things for us. Judas didn't have to suffer alone. He just went to the wrong source. God has the answers. And God will use his people. The 70 elders that were already leaders, they were already ready to help Moses. Moses just had to go to them, just had to gather them. You've already got the help. You've already got the support network that you need right here. Go to God, let him direct you, just like he directed Moses, said there's already some people around you. There's already some people around you that you can share your burden with. Did Moses share it with with every one of the children of Israel? No. I'm sure there were some that didn't even know he was that close to dying, to suicide. They didn't know he wanted to die. Otherwise, they probably wouldn't have been complaining so loudly. But it wasn't for him to tell everyone. But God said, there's some who are leaders, who are already in place, who can bear your burden with you. But Judas's problem, what caused his depression, the way I see it, it was pretending. See, Judas had already spent 3 years with Jesus the whole time pretending he was something that he wasn't. And I think that's why he didn't think, I can go to Jesus. He just spent all this time pretending. And you know what? There's people in our church that are pretending. And there's teenagers in the school that are pretending. They're just going with the flow. They're not rocking the boat. They don't want to cause problems. But you don't really believe it. And you know what that causes? It brings up that emptiness. It brings up that guilt of, I'm not who everyone thinks I am. But you know what? The truth is, none of us are. The truth is, the church is full of hypocrites. We are all hypocrites. None of us are as good as we pretend to be on Sunday. But I think most of us are trying to be. That's who we want to be. But we're not. But we want to be. We're all on some level pretending, right? But for 3 years, that knowledge, he knew he wasn't who everyone thought he was. And then when it came to a head and he realized, I just made the worst decision, I chose the wrong side, all of that guilt and facing the people who he had just spent all this time faking around, he would have had to confront that. It was just too much. And like we already admitted, Jesus would have forgiven him like that and still used him. And for us who are pretending, who suffer with that guilt of, man, if people knew who I really was inside, if people knew what thoughts I really had, you know, none of that matters. God is big enough to forgive you of anything, and he wants to. And the other Christians who have their own struggles, their own skeletons, their own secrets, they can forgive too. And we can have that help. But pretending will bring that deep depression. Then 2 Corinthians, we'll look at one more here and then we'll be done tonight. And I'll go quickly because it's already time. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, We're going to look at Paul. Said Paul suffered with depression? I think so. Verse number 8. For we would not, brethren, have you ignorant of our trouble which came to us in Asia, that we were pressed out of measure, above strength, insomuch that we despaired even of life. Is that not depression? It said, the trouble which came to us in Asia, that we were pressed out of measure above strength. We couldn't handle this, insomuch that we despaired even of life. But we had the sentence of death in ourselves, that we should not trust in ourselves, but in God which raiseth the dead, who delivered us from so great a death, and doth deliver us, in whom we trust that he will yet deliver us. He also helping together by prayer for us, that for the gift bestowed upon us by the means of many persons, thanks may be given by many on our behalf. We won't take the time to go through the passage, but what is he talking about? Verse 8 again. We would not have you ignorant of our trouble which came to us in Asia. What trouble did Paul face? What's he talking about? Can you think of the passage where he went through and listed all the trouble that he went through? The shipwrecks and the beating and the being stoned and left for dead? Don't you think that caused some trauma? Don't you think there were probably some triggers that Paul faced? Imagine being shipwrecked, almost drowning, and then getting on a boat. Think there might be some triggers there? Think there might be some trauma? Think there might be some depression set in? Some despairing even of life? Some hardship that from some hardship? Trauma, things that we go through that are traumatic, that's real. And it can cause us this depression. But again, what was the answer? Well, Paul had a relationship with God. He made it known to God. But who is he speaking to here? Who's he writing this to? He's writing it to Christians, to other churches. And what did he say? Verse 8 again. We would not, brethren, have you ignorant of our trouble. You know what Paul did? He shared. He said, this is what I've been through, and this is the pain that it causes me. This is how low I get because of these things that have happened to me. Paul didn't keep it a secret. He didn't say, I've been through some things, but you don't want to know, and I don't want to tell you. Paul was open. He said, this is what I've been through, and this is how low it makes me feel. I despaired even of life. Why? How did it help for him to share? Well, for one thing, verse number 11, ye also helping together, the people that he told about his trauma, they were helping him. How were they helping him? By prayer for us, that for the gift bestowed upon us by the means of many persons, thanks may be given by many on our behalf. Paul recognized that I'm not meant to suffer alone. As I go through things, I share it with God's people, and they pray for me, and they help me through it. Also, Paul recognized, what was the first thing we said that these men needed to do? They needed to go to God, right? Judas was the one that didn't, and he lost his life because of it. Paul also went to God, because who does he give credit for? Verse 9. For we had this sentence of death in ourselves. We had this sentence of death, this feeling like I deserve to die, I want to die. I'm so low, this deep depression, that we should not trust in ourselves, but in God, which raiseth the dead. If God can raise the dead, he can help me when I want to die. Verse 10, who delivered us from so great a death, and doth deliver, in whom we trust that he will yet deliver us. Here's one thing I'm recognizing the more I hear testimonies of people who struggle with depression. Most of the time, it's not something that you deal with once in your life, and then you go through the rest of your life without any issue. Most of the time, you have a bout of depression, and you're okay for a while, and you go back into it, and it's seasonal. It's waves. It's ups and downs, right? But Paul recognized that. He said, I go to God, who has delivered, who delivers, and will deliver. We have help in God, and we have help in God's people. And like I say, this is just a few. There's many more causes for this depression, for these mental illnesses, for the things that we suffer with. But the solution is never to suffer alone. First of all, the solution is go to God. And then God will direct us on who else to share it with, so that we can bear ye one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. That law, love God, first and greatest commandment, love thy neighbor as thyself, the second likened to it. We fulfill that law when we bear one another's burdens. I hope this was a help, and again, it's not from personal experience, but I know it's something that a lot of people struggle with. Teenagers, adults, children sometimes. And it's something that we need to be in this together, helping each other out. I hope this was a blessing. Let's ask the Lord's blessing. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your goodness to us. Lord, thank you for these truths that are found.